You lose the Memorial Cup final, I don't care how much pizza they give you. It doesn't make up for it. But when you win and they deliver you pizza, well, that's even better. That's what happened yesterday to the Edmonton Oil Kings. They won their first Memorial Cup in the resurgence of this franchise, first time since 1966. And a gentleman who was there a few years ago when they lost, unfortunately, was there front and center celebrating yesterday. He's a first-round pick of the Ottawa Senators. I know an Oil Kings fan selfishly hoping he is back next year. He has a very good chance to be in the NHL. And if it was his last WHL game, you definitely couldn't have ended it any better. Curtis Lazar joins us now. Curtis, congratulations. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. I mean, couldn't be better. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm definitely likely not as good as you guys. Did you get any sleep last night?
Not too much. I mean, just like you said, I mean, we had some pizza to go through before we could go to bed. But no, I mean, what a night, what an experience, and what a season. I mean, we fought so hard, and it still hasn't really sunk in yet.
Curtis, this team, you know, it's funny. Obviously, you guys have been a very good team for the last few years, but you lost some players. And at the start of the year, not many people gave this team the same opportunities you had in previous years. Yet, I know your coach, Derek Laxdal, said, man, I think we have just as much skill. Did you believe this team was as good at the start of the season as your previous two teams?
Yeah, at the start of the season, it was a little bit of a feeling out process. And I mean, like you said, not many people expected us to go as far as we did. I mean, I think the second round was sort of the limit for our team. But I mean, as you look, you know, what we have on our roster, it's incredible. We do have the skill, we have the role players, but we have the character. And I mean, we put that on full display this entire season. And I mean, look at us now. We're the best junior hockey team in the country.
And definitely never gets tiring saying that, Curtis. Talk about a player like Edgars Calder, who really emerged. He was a point-of-game player for you guys in the regular season and really took his game to a new level in the playoffs in the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, Eddie was outstanding. I mean, he loves the high-pressured games. And, I mean, he's such a jokester in the room, too. He keeps us so loose. But, I mean, when it's go time, he goes out there and lays it all on the line. I mean, he had an incredible Memorial Cup. I mean, it's so fitting that he got the MVP trophy. And I mean, he's going to get drafted pretty high just because of the season he had, and deservingly so. I mean, he's a heck of a hockey player.
When you see, because yourself, I'm sure you've looked in the mirror and watched the evolution of yourself, and you were looked upon to be a leader at the start of this season. Now, how much conversations did you have with a guy like Calder, maybe some of the other young guys, Dyson, Mayo, Pollock, as they emerge and became better players? How did you challenge them throughout the year to be better?
I sort of just try and be that guy that, you know, if they need any help or guidance, I mean, be that voice to talk to. Brett Pollock, for example, I mean, I live with him. I room with him on the road. And, I mean, he's off the combine right now. And, I mean, I'm texting him, just making sure he's doing everything okay. But, I mean, we've had a great team. And, I mean, we're so mature. I mean, the leadership guys we have in the dressing room, I mean, we have the experience. And, I mean, it really does help out the younger guys like you talked about. And, I mean, we've just flourished throughout this entire season.
Henrik Samuelsson, 5 points in the championship game. You can't get much better. You guys have been through that. You know, there's Mitch Moraz, Griffin Reinhart. Talk about what it meant for you and the guys who were there in 2012. And maybe if any of you had any sort of wisdom to share with the guys this time around so you wouldn't repeat what happened then.
Yeah, it meant a lot. And I mean, to go to the Memorial Cup is one thing, but to get a second crack at it, something, I mean, completely different. And before the tournament started, we all sat in a conference room there at our hotel, and the guys that went through it in Shawinigan, we stood up and we said our two bits and just said, look, guys, like, we got to leave it all out here, because, I mean, you don't want to have that cloud over your head and say that you left with some regret, because, I mean, it's not worth it. And, I mean, we all rallied around that. I mean, we bought in, and we had our rough patches, you know, losing the first game and all that, but it was like we've had the entire season. We've always found a way to win, and you know, it feels pretty good to get redemption from Shawinigan a couple years back.
Curtis Lazar joins us, a Memorial Cup champion, Ottawa Senators first-round pick. Curtis, which loss in hindsight stung more at the time? Game 6 at home to Portland or the overtime loss to Val d'Or in the prelim?
That's actually a really good question. I mean, both are completely different. Probably Game 6, I'd have to say, against Portland. Just we're here on home ice. You know, we had a chance to really wrap it up and earn us some time off. But just like us Oil Kings, we go about our business. I mean, we can't make it easy on ourselves. And we blew a couple 3-goal leads, and there we go, and we're right back to square one. But, I mean, we pressed the reset button, and we got ready for game seven, and we captured it. But, I mean, losing to Valdor, too, I mean, a couple bounces here and there, just, I mean, that's the way it goes. It's overtime hockey, and we managed to get on the winning side of the overtime game that truly did matter.
Curtis, you know, go-to guys, your best players need to be your best players in the big game. And, you know, you scored the overtime winner in triple overtime to get to the final. And Samuelson and Kolba and yourself and Griffin Reinhart, like those, the leaders really stepped up at the most crucial times. But I want to talk about how important it was for your bench when a fourth-line guy like Robertson scored that second goal. Because, you know, I've been on teams where those type of guys score, and it seems to mean more than when a Samuelson scores, if you know what I mean. Did that really energize your bench at that time?
Yeah, it truly did. And, I mean, we were chasing the game a little bit. I mean, giving up that goal and it was quite tough. And, I mean, and we managed to get one back, but when they scored to make it 2-1, we were okay. And, like, it's about time to make a push. But for Tyler Robertson to go out there, I mean, his first shift, I mean, answers the bell and scores a goal. I mean, what a great play by Cole Benson on that face-off. And just like you said, I mean, it energized us. And that was the moment that we realized, like, look, we can win this. And sure enough, I mean, a little bit of momentum here, and that's all Eddie and Henrik and Mitch needed, and they got the ball rolling. And, I mean, everyone else just followed.
Curtis Lazar joins us. Curtis, have you guys got confirmation on when the parade's going to be?
It sounds like we're doing it on Wednesday, or there'll be something down at the town hall, but, you know, I'm not sure if any more details have been released further than that.
Who would be the best spokesperson for your group of players at the parade?
Well, if you're looking for some humor, there's no one else than Edgar's Kolda to get up there.
Okay.
I mean, with all the stuff you've got, I mean, with Kolda approved and just the tournament he's had, and I mean, what a guy. But, you know, it'll be good. It's going to be fun to see, because we're guys we can truly just let loose and enjoy ourselves. Cause, I mean, we've achieved everything we've needed to this year, and it's a good feeling.
I want to get your thoughts, Curtis. I've never asked you this. Comparing and contrasting Derek Lakstahl and Steve Hamilton and why they work so well together and how they approach it differently. What have you learned from those guys in different fashions as coaches?
Yeah, Coach Lakstahl, he deals mainly with us forwards, so we have a sort of better relationship with him, where Steve Hamilton's with the D-men, and I mean, he does the PK, and then Coach Lakstahl's in the power play, so they split that up. But, I mean, Lakstahl, he's really technical, and, I mean, he's really sound and has a great mind for the game, where he can break down the structure and the systems and get us on the right page that way. And then Steve Hamilton's guy, he can come in, and some of his analogies are just incredible. And, I mean, he knows how to give us that boost to confidence that we need in any situation. And just, you know, that swag that he walks with, I mean, the demeanor he has, it really just, I mean, it sets the tone for us, and when we go to war and we're on the ice. And we sat on the bus when we pulled up to the game on Sunday, and he said, look, I'm looking at the future Memorial Cup champions right now. Let's go out there and make this happen. And, I mean, the smiles just lit up on our face, and we knew then, I mean, we're going to take care of some business and just go out there and enjoy it.
How did you sleep on Saturday night before the final?
Pretty good, because, I mean, we're still trying to catch up from that triple overtime game. But no, I mean, it's pure adrenaline. You get going. I mean, the training staff did a great job of getting us, you know, well hydrated and prepared for it. I mean, it was quite tough to fall asleep, but, I mean, you got the rest we needed, and it was enough. And, I mean, the adrenaline itself is going to carry you through the final no matter what.
Curtis, walk me through the overtime goal. Obviously, that's the biggest goal you've ever scored in your career. I don't think there's any debate over that.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, the play leading up to it and how it transpired from what you saw.
Yeah, well, first off, I was quite sour at myself because their goal that they scored late in the third, I mean, I was going out of their D-man. I wasn't able to get in the shot lane, so I felt quite guilty at that point. But, I mean, I didn't want to dwell, and I just knew I could bounce back, and I wanted to be that guy to get the goal. And sure enough, I mean, Reed Petrick picked it up in the offensive zone, and, I mean, I'm pretty sure any player would have threw the puck on net, but he had enough patience to get it, you know, stick handle through traffic and delay back to Corbett, who, you know, does a great job of getting the puck to the net, and he threw it on net. I mean, we sort of made that eye contact, and I was Johnny on the spot. I mean, my stick was on the ice, and it's pretty ironic that we worked on our high redirects the day before in practice and to score an overtime goal like that. But, I mean, when I saw the puck right in, I just blacked out.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can describe that feeling. Any overtime goal is big, but in the Memorial Cup, when you're going for that, man, that's that's what kids dream about, really. I don't know if you're a guy who's a visualization person or not, but are you one who visualizes scoring the big goal?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone does. But growing up, you don't really dream of scoring the Memorial Cup goal or anything like that. It's always the Stanley Cup. But when you get more and more educated in the hockey world, you understand like how tough of a trophy this is to win. And I mean, the goal hasn't really even sunk in yet because, I mean, I don't focus on that. I mean, lifting that trophy above my head yesterday was 10 times sweeter than just scoring that one goal.
Curtis Lazar joins us. Curtis, it's been a very emotional team. Derek Laxdal talked about how this team was just closer, and he made sure to say that wasn't a slight against the previous two teams, but for whatever reason, there was the bond with this team. I'm guessing maybe part of that was the Christian Pels factor. Just talk about, you know, how you guys were able to keep that in the forefront, but not be a distraction.
Yeah, we went through a lot this season, especially for us older guys that had the honor of knowing Christian. So, I mean, he motivated us this season, and, you know, we really, you know, used his honor. We knew he was watching over us, and, I mean, you see Mitch Moraz, I mean, just breaking down. I mean, after the overtime game, after the finals, after we beat Portland, I mean, just that pure emotion. It just shows what we're all about. I mean, we knew he was watching over us, and, I mean, he gave us the bounces we needed all season, and it really did bring us together. And we have such a good bunch of guys. I mean, we're so humble. I mean, you know, we just get along so well. I mean, guys are hanging out at the rink, you know, away from the rink. We're always together, and that unity just really did pay dividends for us.
Kurt, how were you able, as guys who knew Christian, to ensure that the young guys understood what he meant? You know, because if they never met them, maybe they wouldn't have that same connection. But it seemed like a lot of the guys in this team really understood what it meant.
Yeah, and that's where us older guys, I mean, we tell the stories about Pels and what he meant to the team, and his legacy has really grown this year. And I mean, the play for Pels model is, I mean, it grew on us, and we knew that just, I mean, it's something that we could all rally around. And I mean, there's not much, I mean, it's a powerful thing. It's really sad, and I mean, obviously it's a horrible what happened, but I mean, we know Christians is with us, and I mean, to win it for him yesterday it's incredible.
Curtis, parade coming up on Wednesday, of course, but after that, you know, hockey's a tough thing. You got to focus now on an individual thing, and I guess getting ready to go to Ottawa Senators camp. Well, what, after having gone through it last season, and unfortunately you had a little bit of an injury, so maybe you weren't able to perform the way you wanted at camp, what do you feel you need to do to ensure that you stick there? Because unfortunately, due to your age, you can't go to the American League. It's either there or you're coming back to Edmonton.
Yeah, it's really a unique situation for myself, and you know, I feel that I'm quite ready for that next step, but I mean, it's either the NHL or junior again. And I mean, I obviously have to stay healthy in training camp, but it's a matter of what I do. I mean, not only on the ice, but just how I act as a professional. If they think I can handle it mentally, then I mean, that's going to really help me out. But I mean, I need to get in some preseason games and just prove them that, look, I can play and perform at this level and truly make a difference. But I mean, get a good summer of training in. I mean, got to take some time off now. I've played a lot of hockey this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk to their staff and talk to Brian Murray and sort of just get a feel of what they want from me and just go from there.
Well, Curtis, congratulations on an outstanding season. Topped it off no better way than you could imagine with a Memorial Cup championship. And enjoy the parade on Wednesday. It's been a long time for Edmonton to have a parade, so enjoy it.
Thank you very much.